Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Chris Collins' court date. How can he politically sweep this matter under the rug?
Well, I don't think it's possible to do that. I don't think he's even thinking about that. I mean, this has been literally a page one story since it was announced 6-8 weeks ago, and it's going to stay that way. And his constituency obviously is aware of it, and they're going to be aware of it through the campaign. His opponent's going to try to exploit it. So I don't think there's any attempt even to try to sweep it under the rug. It is there. He's dealing with it up front, and he's obviously comfortable going into the campaign with this issue, and thinks he can prevail with it.
The fact that he will not be required to attend his upcoming court date, how much does that help him or maybe hinder him as far as moving on with his campaign?
Again, I don't really think it's going to factor in one way or another. I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know what stage of the process these preliminary hearings, what they play in the process. And I'm sure they're mandated, and each one deals with different technicalities leading up to a trial. His lawyers are going to be there. They're going to deal with whatever pretrial motions have to be made or opposed. And, it's just setting the table for an eventual trial, which was always set to be after the election anyways. There's no surprise there. And it'll be reported the day it happens. And, again, it's there. It's the 800-pound elephant in the room. You can't ignore it. And I think he and his campaign have just decided that they're going to proceed. They're going to continue to profess his innocence, demand his day in court, and let the court decide. And that will all be after the election.
How do you think this may affect voters who are undecided?
I think, generally speaking, undecided voters, when you have an incumbent running for re-election, come election day, undecided voters tend to break for the challenger 60% plus. That's just the nature of the business. That if you're an incumbent, you have a record, the closer you get to election day, the greater chance that the majority of the undecided that know your record. If they haven't decided for you by that point, here we are coming into mid-October, they're probably not your voters. I have not seen any polls published yet, so I don't know how big the undecided factor is in that race. And I'm sure one of these days some organization is going to do a poll. It's going to be in the paper, and your folks are going to report it. Then we'll be able to take a look at, if the undecided vote is large and 60% of it, assuming it goes to the challenger, would that make a difference in the bottom line? We don't know that yet, and I don't even want to speculate on it until I see some numbers.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.